confirmed by the Senate, Dan Tangerlini would be the 8th administrator of the General Services Administration in 8 years. Members of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee say he would bring stability to the agency. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us now with more from Tangerlini's confirmation hearing. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So, Jason, what were some of the biggest concerns that came out of the hearing yesterday?
I think most of the concerns from the committee really centered on acquisition problems. And yes, the Western Regions Conference scandal, which brought really Tangerlini to GSA in the first place almost 15 months ago, was mentioned, it was addressed, but really lawmakers focused on so many other issues. The big one that I think came out yesterday was the System for Award Management, or something called the SAM system. It has been a problem child for GSA since last summer, and let's be honest here, probably before that too. SAM is the main piece of the Integrated Acquisition Environment, or IAE, and the goal of it is to integrate 8 different acquisition systems, including the Central Contractor Registration, or CCR, the Past Performance Database, and the Suspension and Debarment Database. But GSA and its contractor, IBM, have struggled over the past year, including earlier this year suffering a major data breach. Now, Senator Claire McCaskill wanted reassurances from Mr. Tangerlini that he's not only aware of the problems of SAM, but is committed to fixing them. Tangerlini says GSA's Chief Information Officer and Commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service are working on potential options for the future of SAM.
I think we've also learned some incredibly valuable lessons within GSA, how we should manage information technology development programs, and giving it to our policy shop, the Office of Government-Wide Policy, was a big mistake.
Yeah.
We've moved it over to be jointly managed by the Federal Acquisition Service because this is an acquisition system after all. These are the folks who are actually going to have to use it.
And the tech guys.
And the tech guys, right, working with the IT folks. So I think what we owe you is a better set of answers of how we're going to move forward, how we're going to ensure that we're making progress consistently along the way, some kind of continual reporting on what that timeline really is. And I think we should be realistic about the timeline because this is a very complicated area.
Now, McCaskill pressed Tangerlini on whether the schedule has slipped from that 2015 timeline deadline for the full integration of SAM. Tangerlini says the new schedule now depends on the decision that's going to be made by Casey Coleman, the CIO, and Tom Sharp, the FAS commissioner, in the coming months about the future of SAM. Now, even when SAM is eventually completed, Tangerlini hopes it's going to reduce costs and duplication across government and also make sure the agencies get better value from contracting. McCaskill says, she put this out there, if there's one thing you can do before you leave GSA in the next 3 or 4 years, make sure SAM is working because it's that important of a system. Now, the other big acquisition area that came up several times during the hearing was the recent GSA Inspector General report on management interference in contract negotiations. Lawmakers were both troubled and perplexed about what the IG found. Tangerlini tried to reassure the lawmakers GSA is fixing the problems the IG found.
What the IG report detailed in terms of activity was completely unacceptable. We actually took immediate personnel action against one person named in that report. We also have undertaken a broader top-to-bottom review of contracting within the organization. So I've put my new head of the Federal Acquisition Service, Tom Sharp, in partnership with our new Chief Acquisition Officer, Ann Rung, and ask them to go look at the entire structure of how we engage in contracting within GSA, top to bottom, to make sure that we have the appropriate oversight, that people have the ability to raise concerns, and that we're doing what we're expected to do there. Because if I'm going to go to agencies and say, use GSA, they need to be able to count that they're going to get the best and the highest quality contracting activities with the highest integrity.
Now, we have more details on that contracting review process that Tangerlini just talked about on federalnewsradio.com.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Now, that IG report on the management interference, a lot of vendors around town are talking about that, a lot of attention on that. Did Tangerlini talk about the industry concerns that were raised about that IG report?
Interestingly enough, he didn't at the hearing, nor did the members of the committee bring it up to him. But I did get a chance to talk to him about it after the hearing. We've really focused on industry concerns. And let me back up for a second. Let me give you a little bit of taste of what industry is saying, at least what they're saying to me. They're saying that the IG report could potentially put a major chill on management and contracting officer relationships. They also believe it could keep industry from communicating with contracting officers and management about challenges and problems so readily. And they also believe industry experts also tell me that many managers of these contracting officers that got in a little bit of trouble or got, you know, criticized for being interfering with contract negotiations actually are contracting officers themselves. So while what the IG says maybe is technically correct, in reality, according to these industry experts, it's far off. Now, Tangerlini says management has a role to play in overseeing contracting officers, but it's got to be an appropriate one.
What we want to do is create an environment where people don't feel like they're afraid for taking the right action, and that we'll actually have a conversation and a dialogue, not phone calls, vague threats. That's not the kind of environment we want. And you're right, there is always going to be some kind of supervisory judgment. There's got to be a dialogue and discussion. Decisions have to be made. But what we want to do is do it in the most transparent way that no one feels like their job is being threatened because they're trying to look out for the American taxpayer.
Now, Tangerlini says contracting officers should feel like they can raise concerns beyond their supervisors and know that they'll be supported for bringing potential problems to light. I think that was the major concern, that the contracting officers felt like they had nowhere to go once they had a disagreement with their supervisor. Now, I also asked Tangerlini about creating or naming someone to hold the role of a acquisition ombudsman to help sort out these types of disagreements.
Now, this idea of an acquisition ombudsman, we do have a chief acquisition officer, and that's why I've asked Anne to participate with Tom in the top-to-bottom review of the contracting activity within GSA, because I think that Anne as the chief acquisition officer and our senior procurement official within the senior procurement executive within GSA can also serve as an outlet for individuals to raise concerns about how their contracting authorities are being used or challenged.
Now, Tangerlini also points out that the senior procurement executive position is a career senior executive service, so that removes them from that political chain, if you will, so it gives them another area to help solve conflicts.
So, Jason, GSA is also considered the federal landlord for at least civilian agencies. So what did the committee ask about real estate and real property?
Yeah, I think that was the other kind of major thing that came up during the confirmation hearing. Lawmakers basically wanted Tangerlini to commit to figuring out the best process to disposing of real property more quickly. Tangerlini says the administration's proposal, as well as the bills in the House and the Senate, create a solid foundation from which to find common ground on changing this disposal process, which, let's be honest, I think everyone would admit it's both complicated and takes too long. But in the meantime, while these bills work their way through Congress, Tangerlini says GSA has taken several steps under current authorities.
So we've been working very closely with agencies to try to help them use authorities that we have, such as out leasing, or even an exchange authority that we're exploring, that would allow us to quickly move the asset out and have the agency get something back in return. So, for example, we just issued a request for proposal for interested parties in cooperation with NASA to have an outlease of something called Hangar 1 on the Moffett Federal Airfield, which is this historic property that needed to have some environmental remediation that required unskinning it or de-skinning it. We've asked to see if there's anyone out there who will trade the use and occupancy of the airfield in exchange for the historic renovation of Hangar 1. So here we're taking an asset that we can't afford to do the next bit of maintenance on, that isn't fully utilized, and we're asking the private sector if they could partner with us to get the historic preservation investment made and in exchange then have access, limited access to the use of their airfield.
Now, beyond that example and the one, the FBI headquarters, which Tangerlini has talked about quite a bit and we've talked about quite a bit over the last few months, he also says GSA is testing out modern office concepts in-house first. Again, this is all about the revamping of GSA's headquarters on 18th and F Streets downtown in Washington. They're doubling the number of employees in the building, and he says 80% of all employees will not have a permanent desk and will use a hoteling system to find a desk each day while others will telework. Now, all in all, Tangerlini should have a pretty easy path to confirmation. Remember, he was confirmed already once as in the Assistant Secretary role at Treasury. And even Senator Tom Coburn, the committee's ranking member, who is not always agreeable, says he will support Tangerlini's nomination. And in fact, that nomination hearing to get out of the committee, the vote is Monday, the 24th.
And Jason, just a real quick question. A lot of heads have rolled under Tangerlini, and he's put his own people in place. But the one remaining person who seems to be solid is Casey Coleman, the CIO. Does it look like she's going to be there for the duration?
You know, it's one of those things, you know, with CIOs, today they're there, tomorrow they decide to move on. I have not heard any rumor or any buzz about Casey leaving. I think that she has been given a lot of leeway with the reorganization within the CIOs, meaning where GSA had three different CIOs, now all the other CIOs report to Casey. They're still working through that organizational change. So that's something to look for in the coming weeks or coming months.
All right, Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, thanks for joining us as always.
Always my pleasure.